What's happening? What's happening, family? It's your main man, TJ Chapman, host of the TJ Chapman Show. We got a good show for y'all tonight.
Yes, we do.
And let's start off by welcoming back my co-host, fresh off the boat, comedian Luce Cannon. What's happening, player?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? It's great to be back right here live on the TJ Chapman Show, doing great things and expanding. And a lot of people see me on the boat and they be like, I think I heard of you before, and I think they'd be listeners of the TJ Chapman Show, and they just don't know it. Okay,
so how's that experience been? Being able to just tell jokes out on the sea.
Man, it's been a blessing. Man, I feel like I'm a way better comic. I get an opportunity to tell jokes for 1 hour every other night. I don't get them kind of opportunities on land. When I want to try new material, new jokes like that, or like if I want to work out a 30-minute set, I don't really get. Unless I'm doing a gig, I really don't get the opportunity like that, you know, at these open mics or whatnot. But a cruise line give you the opportunity to come out there every night, every other night, and do your stuff and polish up and everything. So.
Oh, man, that sounds like.
And you get paid. So, you know, it makes me feel like a real comedian, you know, because for the last 4 or 5 months or whatnot, comedy done paid all my bills. So it's been real inspiring because it lets me know that. My passion can really be an occupation. So.
Okay, great, man. I'm glad to have you back, man, and holding it down in your spot. You know, my family from Sipping the Conversations, Buddha and Baby.
What up, Buddha and Baby?
What's good?
She's home right now. She's tuning in, though.
We know Buddha and Baby.
they've been holding it down, man. They've done a phenomenal job, man, and I'm definitely, you know, doing some things, man, because it's been a great collaboration. And it's just been a humbling, you know, experience having them and still being able to, you know, get the fans in and just have a great time and getting different, you know, perspectives. And, you know, of course, we holding down on the comedian side.
Yeah.
You're the professional of it. So we try to listen at you and do some good things. So now, while you was gone last week, we just wrapped up a series. And we was talking about, you know, what does it mean when your significant other tells you it's time to take a break from each other?
That's a good question. Now.
We went around the room, and some say, well, that means it's time to move on, because if we can't talk it out, ain't no coming back, the door gonna be closed. And some say, you know what, taking a break might just be what you need to refuel, find yourself, and understand where you need to be at in life, so people, you know, so God can work on your whatever your reason behind it is. What you think that means to you?
Man, I don't know where to start with that one. You know, I think all the reasons that you mentioned are good reasons. You know, it may be a situation where, you know, we've been fighting too much, so let's take a break so that.
Get close
we,
to the
okay,
mic.
Okay, okay. We've been fighting.
Yeah, it's been a minute. You don't forgot how to use the mic.
And I'll be the main one telling people to talk to the mic. But it could mean that, you know, hey, we do need some time apart to figure out, you know, what we lost, and so we can come back together and be stronger than what we have been, kind of a thing. But that'd be something I'd be clueless about myself, to be honest with you.
So do you think during that breakup time, or you spending time apart from each other, do you think there should be any stipulations or rules put on that break y'all supposedly have?
I guess it depends on the break. Are we taking a break and just giving each other some space? Or are we breaking up? If we breaking up, ain't no rules to the breakup, you know. If we break up, I can hook up. If we break up, I can hook up. If you saying, hey, let's just, you know, we've been seeing each other every day, and you know, I really want to keep seeing you, but just lately, you know, a lot been going on, and I'm stressed, you stressed. Hey, let's just chill for a moment, you know, like while they say, you know, can we be on chill or whatnot, and. And that might be a healing, you know. Sometimes something like that, I guess the idea behind it is, sometimes that give you an opportunity to miss somebody. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
Sometimes that give you an opportunity to miss somebody. But like I say, if we breaking up for a few months, mm-hmm. then I'm gonna I'm gonna I'm gonna do me. Everything that come to me, and that I got the spider web approach, as I always say. A spider never hunts, but he always got fly, okay? Anything falling that spider web on that breakup, baby, it's good as got, okay?
But you know them stylistic got that song, break up to make up. That's all we do.
Yep, and once we broke up, you know, I'm gonna do what I wanna do. And to me, although we as men may not like it, I'm realistic. Hey, I might not like it, but if we done broke up and you go do something that don't affect us later on, then, you know, I ain't really tripping about it because I can't be out here doing me and you not out here doing you.
Gotcha. Makes sense. And now Buddha, last week you had something to say about that. Just go ahead and remind the listeners out there who didn't tune in what your take on that was.
It is a hocation. Hocation.
I like that. Buddha, I like that. I really do.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, man. All that means to me is don't get really serious or attached to anything that's coming my way. Leave a room for us to get back together. But do me.
You're going to do you.
I don't mean it could be the next day.
Wow. I'm just call it a whole case. I like that.
Got a whole case around here. All right.
That's it, man.
I like that.
Now we got a special guest going to be joining us here shortly. They got caught up in the rain, you know, coming from all the way from Cocoa Beach, you know, just to be on the TJ Chapman show.
Thank you, baby.
So definitely go ahead and you know, get here safely. They should be here shortly. Now, tonight's topic, we got a variety of topics we're going to talk about tonight. At the top of the at the first half of the show. Now, think about this. Walking in the rain. Now, I'm gonna ask this question. Buddha, we talked about this, you know, behind the scenes when we were, you know, at the L House doing our, you know, after show get together, you know, to fill our nourishments up. And we talked about people who have sex on their first date. Like, you know,
what's wrong with that?
You know, being judged and not being judged and having morals, having standards, and it's like, you know, whatever. So we asked a couple people in there, and some different people gave different answers. Like, you know, they'll do it, but then asked the question, would you start a relationship with someone who had sex on the first date?
Absolutely, I would.
Well,
absolutely, I would. And have done, and had a fantastic relationship with the persons, you know, because this happened to me on more than one. I read a book once, and it kind of reshaped my perspective on the subject matter that over 50% of serious relationships start with a hookup. So, and why not? You know what? From my experience, the sooner we get the hookup out the way, the better, because it take the duress off the table. Does that make sense? You know, it take the tension off the table. Do you want me just for this, that, or the other? Well, guess what? If we go head on and just hook up and get it out the way, and you see me around 6 months, a year later, well, we done addressed that. You know what I'm saying? I'm here because I like being here.
He like the party.
You know what I'm saying?
Party. So he like the party.
So, hey, listen, it's a couple of. Yes, I done knocked down a couple. I ain't here. I don't mean to tell on myself. But,
hey,
listen, I done knocked down a couple of chicks
on the cruise.
So Buddha, man, listen. Listen. All right. So Buddha, now, would you hook up with a female, knowing that, okay, you knew that she's someone that typically would have sex on the first date, and now. It's your turn. You in line. You know, you about to hit on the first date. And now she wants to go ahead and settle down and be like, Buddha, I want you.
I'm going to interject real quick. Buddha, make your point, and then I got a term for this we'll talk about.
No problem. No. There's no ma. See, what I don't like is you been a hoe all this time. I knew going in you was a hoe. Don't get civilized on me now. I want the kid in Caboodle.
I agree with that. I agree with that. You know, Buddha, I had a woman tell me one time. She say, a woman can be the biggest hoe in your time. My boy Bird would say, she could be slinging it out of both pants legs, mm-hmm. okay? Now, with that being said, she told me a woman could be the biggest hoe in your town, but she'll meet one guy she really liked, and she'll make him wait. She was giving it to everybody else on the first date, but she meet one guy she really liked. Some women out here, y'all probably laughing because, you know, you're going to keep it real and admit to yourself that you done did this before. Few women will keep it real like this, and she'll make him wait. I've been the guy that had to wait for a promiscuous woman, because I don't like to just call any undeserving woman a hoe. I don't believe in that. I call that hoe tagging. And fellas, how dare we meet a woman that's nice enough and considerate enough to give us some vagina, all right, without the games, and turn around and call her a hoe? How dare you? You ungrateful bastard, okay?
Wait a minute.
We got to stop hoe tagging these women, all right? Your sexuality, your level of sexual activity or your desire to have sex shouldn't make you a hoe. Buddha, I done seen some real hoes in my lifetime. I had a party one time. These hoes came to the party. And boy, if you just had a couple of dollars on you, okay, your wildest fantasies can come true. I saw it happen for a friend of mine, and it totally changed my perspective of what a hoe is, okay?
Well, all right, her $40 can get you a lot.
It can, okay? Okay. $300 will get you a menage, okay, with three women, okay?
Okay, so
you do the math. Anyway, you see what I'm saying? See, a promiscuous woman is still turning people down. But you can be handicapped with your tongue hanging out your mouth and with $40, and a hoe gonna get that, okay? So let's not be just calling women hoes undeservingly, okay? So just because a woman like to have sex, that we shouldn't be shaming. I like to have sex. You like to have sex. How dare you?
Call me a hoe. Shit, just call it.
So let me wear that too.
You know,
here's the thing that a lot of people end up getting confused is, you know, the whole moral standards of, you know, oh, I don't want to do sex on the first date because I don't want you to think I'm a hoe, or I don't want you to think I'm easy.
Women don't want to be hoe tagged, and I feel like I take responsibility as a man. I feel like there's a problem that we've created, and it's backfired on us. Women want to do stuff just like men want to do stuff. You trying to get her to do it on the first date. She ain't trying to screw by herself.
And she already know in the first, 30 seconds? Yeah, I think I want to see what.
Why can't we all be adults about the situation? That's what I want to know. I'm a grown man, you're a grown woman. Do you want some activity after this? I'm going to tell you, you know, I done been on some dates recently where the bill been triple digits or whatnot, and I felt obligated to ask for some. You know, I felt obligated.
The fucking side of the menu, I'm telling you.
Yeah. I felt obligated. Man, I didn't because I'm a gentleman, but,
the type of restaurant you go to determines if you can ask those,
you know what, bro,
that qualifying
I
question.
I won't say it.
Yes.
said yes.
Yes.
TJ.
So McDonald's just gets you a hug and a dap.
TJ.
Listen.
If we go to TGI Fridays and I get a $100 bill, something wrong there. I expect to spend $100 at a Cheesecake Factory.
Right.
All right? Yeah. So, you know, and I knew I was going to spend $100 at the Cheesecake Factory before I got there. I already knew the bill was going to be high. So if I ain't want to spend that kind of money, I shouldn't have went because I already know what the deal is. But if we go to a TGI Fridays, if we go to Waffle House, okay, and I get a triple digit bill, some got to give, baby.
Listen, I'm with him, but this is what I do. I went on a date. Listen, I said, hey, if you go over this amount, you know what's happening.
Oh, that's the
that's just me. That's the honest approach. I say, listen, I don't mind paying, but you gonna have to weigh this out. Later. Pay how you wait.
Now the thing with that is, you know, I've had situations where I would have gotten into a situation of, dang, okay, I know she wanted on the first night because she's giving all the vibes, all the everything that you know, okay, you finna get.
Then you should take it.
But then here comes the, I don't want to do it on the first night because I don't want you to think that I'm easy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what about the second night?
And,
all right, then we good now.
Oh, what about the next morning? Because that's a famous trick of women.
Oh, yeah.
It's a famous trick of women.
I actually did that one time.
Absolutely. Okay, I ain't getting none tonight, but I wake up.
And now she with it all of a sudden. She just ain't want you to get it on the first night.
Wait.
She want to make you feel like you work for it kind of a deal.
Listen.
Because she don't want you to hoe tag. If we quit hoe tagging, fellas, we won't have this kind of problem.
Listen, I'm going
to
tell you what I did. So a girl said, I don't want to do it on the first night. I left her house at 10 o'clock, and at 12:01, I was right back in that bad boy, knocking some boots. It's the next day. What can you say? You know what
now,
I'm saying?
Now, baby chiming in, and she said, you know, before you go, if it's a fucking side of the menu spot, then go ahead and go for it.
You're right. Reach for the stars, baby.
Just like that.
Because I'm going to be reaching for them.
I never thought about that, baby. If like I say, I know this restaurant don't cost me a lot, but at the same time, she should know.
Yeah, because she already know. Now,
ta-da!
Now, so,
listen, I'm going to start taking women to restaurants where every side is the effing side of me. You know,
right. Just, matter of fact, hey, it's magical dining. You might be able to get it for the low.
Hey, this side of the menu just gonna get you a hug and a kiss. But this side over here, the menu, gonna get you the draws.
Okay, but if we at Rue Chris or something, I don't know, oh, Rue Chris.
She might need to top me off on the ride.
You know what? If we at fine dining is us or whatever, you know, every side of that menu probably gonna be the screw side of the menu.
Well, you got levels now. If you go to them enchilant type restaurants, you're gonna have to have levels. This side of the menu might give you some head in the bathroom or something. This side over here, while we're waiting on the food, they go to the bathroom.
Word.
And then the rest of this menu, oh, we're finna do it anyway.
Hey man, listen. It is what it is.
There's levels.
There's levels, man. I'm paying. We playing.
now from a woman's standpoint, you know, my female guests, they should be here. Cause I know it's just us fellas for the night.
So. I already know what they're going to say.
So we talking.
Oh,
So here there. Now, Luke Kennard done said he don't mind banging on the first night because he has done it.
Mm-hmm. And some of y'all done did it. I know. I'm willing enough to say that I have.
Funny you said that because I'm going through my timeline on this question that I presented. Not once have any of the females answered the question.
Of course they're not.
They bouncing around it. Well, what do you mean?
I might know some of them.
Or better yet,
I'll tell you right now.
What I like about it, it says, well, how would one know if you had multiple partners? Damn it, answer the question.
Me personally, I'm not worried about how many partners you done been with. You know, because my theory is this, okay? I'm at this point, most of the people I interact with, we all over the age of 30. And I always say grown cars got miles on them, all right? Used cars have miles on them. You know, older model cars have miles on them, all right? The only way you don't have a lot of miles on you is if you use a vintage car, you're a brand new old car, or you're a car that just had one owner that didn't drive it a lot, okay? That's the only way your mileage is going to be low if you're over the age of 30. Because let's face it, most of us start being active in our teens and early 20s. So here it is, we 30, going on 40. You done been, you experienced just like I'm experienced. That's my assumption. So I'm not really worried about how many people you done had. I really don't really even ask that myself, you know, because, you know, when I think of, you know, you got some people, they may have only been with six people their whole life. Some of us done been with six people in a week or two.
They are the golden child. Six people in their whole life.
My point exactly, Buddha. You know, I recently met a girl. I was trying to put a diamond on that. She said she was newly divorced, and she said she only been with one man her whole life. I'm like, let me keep you because you the closest thing to a virgin I'm gonna get. Well, let me tell you.
So let me throw a little monkey wrench in the game. Now, you know, we know about the, you know, poly lifestyle and all that good stuff. Now, most people wouldn't consider that as a date, but when you go to one, you probably don't know them from Adam from Eve. Okay. Right. Probably don't know him.
Hold on, slow down, rewind.
So you said poly, right?
You know, poly.
And don't consider that a date.
You got the swing parties that you probably just go because somebody invited you, but then you got a whole...
Nah, you know poly is the actual relationship.
No, I know. Listen to what I'm saying. That's the relationship of not knowing who they is until you introduce them to the party. Now, at what point, different between, you know, swinging and having a poly relationship.
Well, that's different.
So you got to bring the outside person in to that relationship. So how soon before?
Wait.
You going to tap on it?
Look, look, let's talk about this though. See, when you're talking about poly and swinging, there's totally two different things.
Oh, yeah.
Way two different things. Yeah. Matter of fact, poly ain't had nothing to do with sex, period. Mm. It's all emotional based in some aspects, depending on what the dynamics is, right? As far as swinging, you don't need to know that person. You go in, you like what you see, you fuck, and that's it.
Bang,
bang. And, you know, your mate do what she need to do, you do what you need to do. Y'all having fun in that moment, you move on.
So all the there's no emotional
tie there, period, unless you want it to be. Now, right?
Yeah.
Now, when you're talking about poly,
these
now
things happen. At? I'm yet to find this.
I just want to define. This is some defining lines there. You know what I mean? I don't want them to get crossed. You know. Yeah,
listen, I'm in the blessing business. What can I, you know? Because I am under the belief that, you know, I know I'm blessed. Okay, and when the Lord bless you with something, you're supposed to share your gift with other people. That's why it's called missionary, okay? That's okay. So
you just stick on the missionary.
You know, so
I'm going that, everywhere else.
That, you know, that, you know, a poly situation, these little swinger shops let y'all speak of, this would be a good way of me to share my gift that the Lord has gave me, okay?
I mean, if you go into that situation with that thought process, it ain't going to work. I'm just saying. Because, you know, if you go into a poly situation, people go into poly situations for different reasons. It could be for financial reasons, meaning that they want 3, 4, 5 people to be together for one common goal. That's one reason they're doing it. Some person may be looking for love.
That's not a relationship. That's college, baby. Just
no, but I mean, it's a relationship because it's, well, however you want to say it. I mean, you can't define poly by just one or two people. It could be more than two. It could be more than three.
Like Abraham had in the Bible, had 12 wives.
It all depends on the makeup purposes. And what you people involved talk about understanding that they got.
So they each do different things. They got a job. Each one of them got a different job.
Not necessarily different. Well, everybody serve their own role in the situation.
Okay.
They serve their own role in the situation.
Okay. So, ladies, I know you're listening. You know, can't call in right now because we're getting that set up shortly. But you can chime in right now on our live feed if you finally want to answer the question. Have you ever had sex on the first night? And did you want a relationship afterwards? Because you got your one night stands, and then you got your, well, you know what? We're going on our first date, so we're finna go bang it out. Mm. Now, you probably done had phone sex leading up to it. Does that count?
Phone sex ain't nothing to me.
Does that count?
Hey man, women these days, if you look at another woman, you cheating. So what you think phone sex be? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I said, what? Who you
what
talking
you
about?
What you liking that bitch picture for? Mm-hmm. Who that hell? So at the end of the day, man, we're gonna get ready to do our shot.
Phone sex is more foreplay than sex. If you want to call it anything.
But now it's right now it's more so of because you got these iPhones to be able to FaceTime
sex is a physical thing between two beings, not one being and an image on a cell phone. Okay,
physical beings. Why can't it be three?
Oh well, let's say other physical beings. Well, to be fair, because you know this is true, you know, or another physical being, you know. So I remain corrected by I stand corrected by the good brother Budo.
Mm-hmm. Right. My man. Right. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and shift gears, man. We're gonna pay these bills real quick. At the bottom of the hour, man, we're gonna go ahead and get our chocolate letter in for the evening. And then after our chocolate letter, we're gonna have our guests join us and join this conversation because we're gonna need a female's perspective on this thing here. So make sure you go grab your glass of wine, cognac, whatever gonna make you feel right, and keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.
Oh,
I do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress. Oh yeah. Oh, when she gets weary, try a little tenderness. Oh yes, oh yes. Oh.
They do janky stuff.
She's waiting, oh, just anticipating, oh, for the things she'll never possess. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, while she's there waiting, there without them, try, oh, just a little. What I said, a little tenderness. Ha. Oh, na 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 na. It's all you gotta do. It's not.
guys, Big Rich here from the TJ Chapman Show. I want to take a moment to talk to you about some good old barbecue food, Orlando's finest, Barbecue Boys. You can get yourself some ribs, chicken, brisket, pulled pork, or take home a dinner plate with a choice of meat and two of those delicious sides, mac and cheese, collard greens, baked beans, potato salad, french fries, or cornbread. Hey, and don't forget to take home a gallon of the best signature edition, pineapple lemonade, or dive into some dessert with red velvet cake or key lime cake. Hey, they're open Wednesday to Saturday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's Wednesday to Saturday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. They're located at 6801 4 City Road inside the Cinco gas station. That's at the corner of 4 City Road and Kennedy Boulevard. Give them a call, 407-202-8431. That's 407-202-8431. You let them know you heard it on the TJ Chapman Show, that Big Rich sent you. They're going to hook you up. Hey, it's Orlando's finest. Barbecue Boys, it's your turn.
Coming up next, it's the Chocolate Letter. So fellas, grab yourself a glass of wine. Ladies, let your hair unwind. This is where it all comes out on the TJ Chapman Show. So keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
What's happening? What's happening? Family, we back, we back, we back, man. Wow. Those discussions kind of crazy, man. That's
I love them, man. Love them.
That's kind of in depth, man.
I like to indulge in ratchetness from time to time.
That's what we're doing. We got our special guests in the building with us, all the way from Cocoa Beach area on the other side by the beach,
Chocolate City.
They made it through wind, weather, rain, and storm, all of that, just to be here on the show.
That's right. And we had such a great time. Getting here and talking about it.
Yeah.
Because this was this way. There we go. Okay. All right. I got it now. So
they can hear you now.
Yes. So but we had a good time riding up here. At first it was kinda like a little rocky and we thought that we weren't gonna be able to make it. So for it to like clear up the weather, that was good for us.
Yeah, I was excited. I've been excited the whole day.
Looking forward to being on the
y'all
show.
Y'all here now. Finally got you.
Welcome, ladies. Welcome.
Now, we're going to get you guys' opinion, and, you know, we're going to get started on your interview. But we're about to dive into this chocolate letter, and right now you got a copy of it. And, AD, man, let's just go ahead and get it started, because we don't judge nobody on the TJ Chapman Show. But after listening to this letter, somebody about to get judged tonight. Go ahead, AD.
Man, all right, so here goes. This tonight's chocolate letter comes from a 34-year-old female out of Jacksonville, Florida, a.k.a. Duval. She writes, "Hey, TJ, I know y'all don't judge anyone on the show, but after reading my letter, I wouldn't be upset if y'all did. Here's the issue that I'm having. I'm trying to get my man back, but currently he's engaged to another woman with two kids. I ended our relationship 4 years ago because I was still in love with my ex. He, meaning the man that I'm trying to get back, was devastating and hurt and left Jacksonville and got a new job where he met his now fiance. He recently moved back to Jacksonville. Well, one day we ended up bumping into each other in Walmart, and that is where I met his fiance and his kids. Now, of course, I really wasn't happy for him because deep down, I knew he was a good man, the fact that I let him go. So one morning, I decided to go to Panera Bread, where he used to go every morning because I knew where he was going to go based on what he liked to do before going into work. And that's where I was sitting in his favorite spot. So I asked if I could join him, and of course he said yes. Before leaving, I asked if we could exchange numbers and hang out with each other and keep, as well as to keep in touch. It was like as if we had never skipped a beat, and that the fact our chemistry had even gotten stronger. Now, I called and texted him several times a day, and even though we had great conversations, I asked him out to dinner as a friend, and I told him I was still in love with him, but of course he said that it couldn't be anything more. Plus, he was getting married. I asked if we could be together one last time, and again, he told me we couldn't. At this point, I had to do something or try and trying to get my man back. So one evening, I texted him and told him that my ex-boyfriend tried to break into my house and I didn't want to. Later that evening, he came over to see if I was okay. Now, you know one thing led to another, and we end up having sex. My plan worked just as I thought it would. Ever since that night, we have been having sex every morning before he went to work. I started to become angry and disappointed because I knew he would have to go home to her, and now I become his side chick. Mm-hmm. He tells me that he still loves me, but he's not going to leave his fiance. So I decided to inbox her on Facebook, letting her know that he is having an affair, but I didn't say if it was with me. Because we're not friends on Facebook, she still
cold game, cold world.
I even started wearing strong perfume so she could smell it on him.
Cold game, cold world.
I just want her gone. They're getting married in 3 months, and I need to break them up before then. I love him so much. But he said they have 3 kids and that he can't leave them alone. He's obviously is marrying her for the kids. There's no way he loves her more than me. What should I do? Do I think I should confront her? Plus, I'm trying to get pregnant by him. Those kids were supposed to be mine, not hers. He thinks I'm on birth control, and I'm not. I'm hoping my cycle doesn't come this month. TJ, please, y'all need to pray for me, and I need help.
We do need to pray for you, but not for what the results you trying to get. That's for sure.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and just tell you like this. First of all, she already knew what type of letters were when she wrote in to the show because she done gave her disclaimer off rip. I know y'all don't judge nobody, but after reading this letter, I ain't gonna be mad if y'all do. So, ma'am from Jacksonville. Yeah, we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for your deliverance. We're going to pray for your healing. And we're going to pray that your mind is delivered from all of that foolishness, man, because this is just that's crazy.
That is the best word for it. This is foolishness right
now. How are we supposed to pray that your damn period come on?
We praying for the period to come on. Child should be born into this.
No.
Okay,
not at all.
You know, I've been seeing a lot of posts about deadbeat mothers, but then I thought about it. I'm like, fellas, we picking the deadbeat mothers, okay? Ladies, we picking the deadbeat daddies out here, okay? No child need to be born into this, okay? I'm going to interject real quick, and I'm going to be done. All right, listen. We read the letter, okay? I read the letter this afternoon, and I started, once I got past the first couple of sentences, you know, TJ, I need to get my man back. I let him go to another woman. Ain't no take back, bitch. ain't no take back, bitch. You let him go. Let him go. Then he moved on, and he found out he was happier with someone else, all right? To me, it doesn't sound like you in love. It sounds like you're envious is what it sounds like, and you are consumed with envy, and I pray to God that you get delivered from your envy. That way you can see the forest from the trees, okay? Because if you weren't envious and jealous, I don't think you'd be interested in this man. Because you already had let him go. You already had lost interest in him. And like you said in the first paragraph of the letter, you saw him one day with his fiance and their children. And you was like, I had him first. You're possessive, okay? All right, you know? And possessed with envy, all right?
But she let him go because she was still in love with
Edmund. Ain't no take back, Ben. Ain't no take back.
What the lady say?
She's feeling guilty as well.
Buyer's remorse.
I want to hear what the lady say.
No, I honestly don't think any of us are actually, like, qualified to help this type of woman. This is somebody that's, like... you had to take some special course to deal with somebody like that. Like, that's on another level of psychoticness. And, like, she really plays out her love life in her head.
Yeah.
And,
she's
like,
fantasy.
Yeah, she has this fantasy going on.
I was just thinking, this sounds like a scene out of Alchemy. What was it?
Acrimony.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sound like something like that.
She's gone so far, and to even start reaching out to,
this
you know,
is
his,
exactly
but
what
really is the kicker is that she made up the fact that she was attacked, to lure him in. And it's just like, that's a dangerous person.
Yeah.
Forget that she's a woman. Like, that's dangerous that a person that she would, like, deliberately set you up for you to come over knowing what's going to get you there.
Absolutely.
Okay. She is dangerous.
Man, you mean this man know well. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Francesca. You know.
What you got?
What you got?
No, that's one of them crazy baby mamas, like psychotic, the ones
She ain't even a baby mama.
Not yet.
She's,
trying.
She's trying to be the baby mama. She's trying to be like Constance said, she's living a fantasy. You know what I mean? So that's one of them.
I pray you don't get your
females. One of them females that set them up, really.
Yeah.
I listen.
Real quick, boo.
I pray to God you get your period, and I pray to God you bleed until your tampon runneth over. Okay.
Well,
shall men give unto you, for you are the blessed of the Lord. Okay.
young 34-year-old lady from Jacksonville, I ain't going to judge you. There's a lot of women out here doing the same thing, point blank. Now, let's talk about this. That ain't your man. We already know that. Do you want him to be your man? Yeah, but you should have went about it in a different approach. Now, you go around here being deceitful. What you think is going to happen to you? You know what I'm saying? The energy you brought into this is the energy you're going to get back.
What's stopping him
period
from getting with you and still messing with his former fiance?
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing, man. You need to be okay with being the side chick.
He don't want her. He don't need her as a side chick.
First of all, he do want her as a side chick because he continue on going there every morning doing what he do.
She's listening.
He rolling off of one and rolling on to the other.
She might
be the thing about it is she needs to gain some self-esteem. That sounds like a self-esteem issue and insecure. She has a lot of insecurities. And she's trying to...
I think it's so far beyond that. Like, I agree. No, I said I agree. I just think it's beyond that. That's why I said I don't think any of us are qualified.
It's envy.
You think it's envy?
It's envy.
Envious, jealous.
You don't like that beat up car until you get repoed. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Insecure, though.
When your car get repoed and it was, this ragged ass car, but when it get repoed and you sit at the bus stop, you like that ragged ass car, don't you?
Let me get my shit back. She obviously she needs some deliverance and just go ahead and give us a quick word before we get into our interview.
Man, look, let's just keep it plain and simple. You don't know what she want. Here, she doesn't know. She's confused because obviously she had him. Then she let him go for the ex, not someone new, for the ex. So now all of a sudden something took place between you and the ex, so now you want your other ex back. That sounds like to me someone that don't even know what they want for themselves, let alone talking about adding someone else to their life.
Yeah,
so I think from a mental standpoint, you need to be able to get yourself together, period. You know, the fact that you're trying to embark on someone else's territory, in essence, to go all out of this way to get someone else's man, and this is already established family. You know, it really doesn't paint a picture even good about yourself. You know, now, if you want to settle for being a side chick, then that's something you take on within yourself. I vouch for you to try to be a number one versus you trying to be settling to be a number two. Now, in your approach of trying to be number one, the way you're going about it is wrong, I must say. And the fact that you decided to let him go, that's a decision you got to live with. That's not his fault. That's yours. Now, I do blame him in some sense.
Absolutely.
In the instance of this, but this whole scheme of things.
Ain't in this thing alone.
It's really this is high school thinking. You're 34 years old. I need for you to be a little bit more mature about this. Hey, we all get older, but only a few people grow up. And I need for you to literally grow up in your approach of doing this.
Man.
Ain't no take like that, man.
Just like
that. She definitely was a Michael Jackson fan because she loved moonwalking, baby.
Just like that. Just like that. Now joining us in the building, man, and real quick, now she is definitely someone that needs deliverance. So that's where I'm gonna leave it at. So if we should pray for you, absolutely, we're gonna pray for you. We're gonna pray that your period come on and to
the tampon runneth over.
Just like that.
Okay.
now joining us in the building.
Heavy flow.
Joining us in the building from Cocoa Beach, all the way. We have two beautiful young ladies in here that I know, met them a couple of times, and definitely had to get them on the show. And we have actress, radio personality, Francesca Brown is in the building.
Hey!
And author and philanthropist, Constance Burrell.
Hello. Hi.
Man, grace with y'all presence. Glad for y'all to be here.
Glad to be here.
Now, Constance, you are the author of this lovely book. Now, you said it's not the official version just yet. Silence Her No More. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about it real quick.
And for philanthropists and all that, I was like mompreneur.
Mompreneur.
Yes, because I wear plenty of hats, and I just like that term better, mom on the go. I feel like a lot of women can relate to that, so that's what I like to use better. But anyhow, so the book that you're holding now is actually, that's the finished copy. I was just referring to something different for everyone that was in here. So, but yes, it's available on Amazon right now, and it's a really, really, really great read. And I don't say that, right, because it's my book. You're right. That's why I say it.
Yeah, okay.
But so
pat yourself on the back. You were hard for it.
Yeah. So the book is really all about my life coming up, and I go as far back as to age. I think it was about 7 or 8, and it's amazing what you remember, like that far back, and remember in detail. So, yeah, that's really what it's all about. You can ask as much questions about it as you want.
Oh, we definitely gonna have to cop this book now. You said it's already available, right?
Right.
Does it come in audio?
Not yet. But that's what everyone's been requesting. Like, you need to have an audio.
So who will do the voiceover on it?
Get AD to read it. I recommend you get AD to read it.
Yeah.
AD will do a good job. That was
one who just read. That's one who just read our chocolate letter.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he did a great job too.
AD can do a good job reading out loud. That's a skill that everybody don't have. Everybody can read.
Everybody can read, but they can't read out loud.
Everybody can't read out loud.
Just like that. And next to you have Francesca Brown. She is an actress and also a radio personality as well. Welcome,
hey,
Francesca.
Thank you for having me.
Now, how long have you been in the radio game and actress business?
Oh goodness, it's funny that I've been about since 2015. Mm-hmm. Wow. I actually started out on the radio with Constance.
Okay.
So it's like once we had everyone know us from Queens of the Spotlight, and once we did that brand, it was like I kind of found my niche, and I was like, because we used to do a lot of interviews, and I love interviewing people, so I love just having conversations with people and interacting with people. So once we started that group, that brand, I actually found my niche, and I just started doing radio. I started with Hot 94.7 FM in Cocoa Beach,
okay,
and I was doing that for like 2 years. Then I stopped.
Wow. Okay. Well. Definitely, whatever your niche is, keep going. Now, you have any upcoming projects? I know you did a lot of Broadway plays too, right?
Yes, I have. I did like five productions. I just got off tour with the Influence Gospel Stage play. We ended that tour in July. We were in Atlanta. So,
now did you have to sing some of your lines?
I don't sing.
You know what I'm saying? How you gonna be on the Broadway gospel broad play and that? You know what I'm saying?
I'm just dramatic.
That's it. Wow. Okay. Now, how can the fans follow you?
They can actually go to my Instagram at Miss Frankie B. That's FrankieBee 3. And follow me on Instagram and just keep up. I have more projects in store. A lot of hosting gigs coming up. So just follow me. I'll follow back.
And Constance, how can the fans follow you?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Constance Burrell, and then on Instagram, Constance B.
Okay, I like that. That's a dope name, Constance B.
Is there a comma in between the Constance and B? Constance B? You know?
B. No, it just all runs together, Constance B.
Okay. Just like that. I like that. That's a dope artist name right there. Now, can you sing a little bit? You don't sing?
No, I can't sing.
Y'all don't sing either?
Mm. No, I just talk a lot, you know?
So
I'm not singing, I just talk a lot.
Yeah, so no singing. But if you put a beat with my talking, it might sound good.
Like a little rap.
Okay, all right. Well, definitely, man, we definitely love, you guys coming on the show. My platform is your platform, okay? So, you know, if you have a book release coming out, any type of, parties, anything that you guys need to promote, definitely holler at me. I got you.
Thank you.
I tell all my guests that come on here, my platform is your platform.
Thank you.
Okay? So, but definitely, man, this part have been riding all night long, and it's almost about to end. Mm-hmm. But an hour go quick when you're having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Jesus, have mercy. And just one quick house announcements. We have Sweet Sensations, delicious cupcakes. make sure you get it because that's the sweetest thing that ever tasted your tongue before.
Word?
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So go to Instagram.
Even better than Instagram. You
can find it on Facebook. Sweet Sensation by Sonya Robinson, something like Robinson. Yes. Serenity, what I said?
You said Sweet Sensation.
Hey, just it's the same. Make your mouth melt.
It's Sweet Serenity
8282
on Instagram.
I know it was SNS or something, but I appreciate you. Make sure you come on, and bring some sweets next time. Mm. And one last announcement: the TJ Chapman Show. We're also going to be getting ready for this year's 2019 Tom Joyner's family reunion. Going to be in the building, and we've been invited back once again to be able to conduct live interviews and behind-the-scenes access. And the crew will be in the building, being able to, you know, interview some of the top celebrities that's going to be there, from Robin Thicke, Brandy, Lila James, Uncle Charlie Wilson, and much more. You know, so we're definitely looking forward to that this weekend, and hopefully that hurricane will come and destroy it. But, hey, if it's in God's plan, then, hey.
Oh, it's a hurricane coming?
Yeah,
same
thing.
God ain't working a cruise ship right now,
man. It followed you,
bro. You want to do it?
You would have been stuck. So
can't do it.
So welcome back, Loose Cannon, once again. And of course, now this thing is going to take off even more now because Buddha and Baby are going to continue their journey with us, and we're going to expand this thing, man. And the show don't stop. We got to keep grinding. So until next week, man. You guys make sure you keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Yes.
Let's go.
I'm here to